Hi, I am a Google Virtual Assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect you, can I ask what you're calling about?
My name is Ben.
Before I try to connect you, could you please give me a quick description of why you're calling?
Jorge had asked for more information.
Thanks, connecting you now. The call is no longer being recorded. Okay, let me try to get the person you're trying to reach on
Hello?
the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jorge? This is Ben with American Ally.
Oh, hey, yes.
It looked like you'd recently gone on our website and requested some more info on one of our health insurance plans here, and we had sent you a quote via email.
Yes, I did, but honestly, that quote was a little bit more on the pricier end than what I'd expected, and I want to see if it's possible to get a lower quote, like while changing, like maybe the deductible or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, our plans are really customizable, so we might be able to get it down from there. Let me ask you this question. Did you have like a budget in mind you're trying to stay inside of or something, or
Yes, under 350.
under 350? Yeah. Let me see here. And it's for you and your spouse, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you guys are here in Texas. Let's see here. Now, are you both 29?
I'm 29, he's 25.
You're 29, he's 25. Okay. Let me see here. 25. Okay, cool. Let's see what it does. Because sometimes our quotes, they do come in a little bit high. See what we can do here. Give me one sec here. I'm having to go through it manually here and put this stuff back in here for you. Now, let me ask you this, Jorge. Do you currently have insurance right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. You guys with like Blue Cross or United or something like that?
With Baylor Scott & White.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And you're just looking to switch because they're kind of pricey.
I'm gonna be canceling it, and my school district, they offer health insurance, and the premium for both of us, I believe, is around 300, 350, and I'm just kind of looking around to see if there are other options.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's like 350 for the two of you guys through the
I'd have to
district.
double check, but it was like somewhere around there, like 300 to 350.
Okay. Let's take a look. Now, does the plan through the district, do you know if it has like a big deductible or anything you have to pay before you start getting benefits from them or anything?
Yeah, I think the deductible is about 4,000.
Okay. Now, okay, so if I alter this just a little bit here, normally our plans, they come with $500,000 in coverage per person per calendar year. And what I did to get the quote a little bit lower is I lowered it down to $250,000 per person, which is still $500,000 between the two of you guys. So should be plenty of coverage either way. But it looks like we're looking at 358 and some change, like kind of 359 almost. And do you kind of know how our plans work, Jorge, or have you ever seen how our plans work or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So kind of give you like a high level how they work anyway. So they are going to be full medical insurance. Right, they'll cover everything from preventative visits, all the way up to give you, 8 doctor visits per person per calendar year, all the way up to things like heart attack, stroke, cancer, hospitalization, surgery, kind of the whole nine yards there, right? Now, probably one of the biggest differences of how our plan works versus a lot of plans out there, including the district plan, is the only time you're going to pay a deductible with us is if you stay more than 24 hours in the hospital. So even if you go in the hospital at 10 a.m. but you're out by 8 p.m., you're still not having to pay a deductible. Right, it's only if they keep you more than 24 hours that it comes into play here. Now, there are going to be a couple main drawbacks to this plan, and the first one's not really going to apply to you. It's just the fact that we don't cover maternity, like pregnancy, delivery of kids, that kind of stuff. Now, the second thing is we do cover pre-exist conditions, but we do have a 12-month exclusion on the known pre-exist conditions. Right, so of course it's not a thing we don't know about. But for example, if you went and saw your doctor in the last 12 months and said, "Hey, I'm having some shoulder pain," and they recommend you have a shoulder surgery, then of course we wouldn't be able to hop on the plane and get the shoulder surgery right away. Now, after the 12 months, we'd cover that stuff just like normal. But
Okay. All right. Well, that wouldn't be an issue. So yeah.
that wouldn't be an issue, you're saying?
No.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So normally what we'd like to do with you, Jorge, is we'll actually schedule an appointment. We'll typically send out a calendar invite with a Google Meet link. It's kind of like Google's version of Zoom. And then from there, you'll be able to click right into the meeting. I'll share my screen with you. And kind of show you everything from start to finish, again, make sure it's a good fit for what you guys are looking for, and then we kind of talk next steps from there if we need to.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely interested in that.
Let me look at my calendar here. It looks like I'm booked through the rest of today, starting like in 11 minutes. So I could do something as early as tomorrow at 10 a.m., if that works for you. Otherwise, we could look at Friday, closer to like 1 p.m.
Let's go ahead and shoot for... Do you have anything available next week on a Friday?
Next Friday, I don't. So next Thursday and Friday, I'm completely booked. I could do something on Wednesday of next week, like Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon normally is when I'm available after 5:30. I don't know if you work that late.
After 5:30. What about like a Tuesday or Monday? Do you have any availability on Monday,
same,
Tuesday?
Same. In general, Monday through Thursday after 5:30 p.m. So Fridays are the best bet.
Okay.
I'm honestly not in a rush on doing this because I wouldn't sign up for the school district health insurance until like mid-July.
Okay.
And so with the, like you were saying, next Friday you're booked. How about the Friday after that?
I could do the Friday after that, the 27th.
Yeah.
Would that work for you?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Friday, you said after what time?
Friday, anytime.
You said you couldn't do this Friday though, right?
Correct.
Okay. So Friday, do you want to do Friday the 27th at 10 a.m.? That work for you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot out a calendar invite to the JorgeMTZ37@gmail.com for 10 a.m. on the 27th. And like I said, from there, you'll just be able to click yourself right into the meeting. Like I said, I'll share my screen with you, kind of review everything, and then we'll kind of go from there.
All right, sounds good.
Perfect. We'll talk to you then. Have a good one.
All right, thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Bye.